This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
One, two, let's all play.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Mira Sivasodi. The Malaysian International Rhythm Workshop Festival is a three-week-long event that takes place from May the 20th to June the 10th. Rhythm ambassador and father of modern-day community drum circle movement, Arthur Hull, is with us and he's going to tell us how rhythm and percussion can change your life. Welcome to the show, Arthur. How are you today?
Hello, I am doing fabulous. It's a wonderful day for drumming anyway.
How did we do before you even go on? How did we do just now that, you know, most of us in BFM?
We grabbed some victims from, you know, they didn't have a clue. And someone go, oh, I can't play this. In fact, you said that.
Yes, I said that.
And it wasn't about your ability to play. It was about ability to share your rhythmical spirit. So we brought them in here and we just showed them how easy it was. And then we just performed. But we didn't really perform. We just played. Anybody played what they want. We weren't passing out parts or anything. You just show us your rhythmical spirit. And away we went. It was great.
And it sounded really good.
Yeah, it was hard to stop them.
Yeah. I wanted to go on, but you insisted that we had to stop.
Well, we could do a half an hour of just that, and that would be the end interview.
Yeah. Okay. What are the benefits of that, Arthur? I mean, you aren't the founder of drum circles, but
no.
You are known as the father of the modern-day community drum circle movement.
Yes, I would rather be preferred as the midwife rather than the father, because the potential for community through rhythm is always there, and you just come in and you help that, you help birth that community in different ways. So father of the facilitated drum circle, which is a new kind of thing, new in the last 15, 20 years. Drum circles and drumming and drum ensembles is part of rhythmiculture all over the world.
Yep. But what made you want to do this?
I had no choice.
Why?
Because I needed friends. And I went to the park with extra drums and I'd sit down in the park and say, you want to join me?
But I'm sure you had some exposure to ethnic music, because one of your designations that I have here, you're mm-hmm. a rhythmatist, you're a percussionist, and you're an ethnomusicologist. Who is an ethnomusicologist?
I'm a retired ethnomusicologist. Mm-hmm. And yes, it really started, I started drumming in my third trimester in my mother's womb. And so it wasn't necessarily, it was more of a calling than it was. I decided at the age of 14 to drum. Actually, by the age of 14, I was already a professional drummer and getting paid for it, mm-hmm. Playing bongos for Hell's Angels and Beatniks at the Monkey's Hideout in San Bernardino, California. So, you know, I didn't have a choice. And so, yes, it led me to be, you know, to teach at the University of California in Santa mm-hmm. Cruz, you know, teaching village music, so on and so forth. But it's just been an ongoing path. But what we've discovered is learning how to facilitate rhythm-based events, the demographics of the people that I teach in my tours, and I do Asia in the spring and Europe in the fall, and this, I'm on a tour. I've been to Beijing mm-hmm. and Taipei and Japan, and now I'm here, and then I'm going to go to Korea. The demographics are school teachers, kids at risk counselors, music therapists, corporate trainers, special needs counselors, okay, and troublemakers. we call them drummers.
Ah.
Okay, and what you see nowadays here in KL as well, you see the public community drum circles done by a number of different people in the community. But what's really happening is a movement that's underneath the radar. The programs in the schools and the programs in the hospitals and the corporate team building programs. So rhythmical culture is being reintegrated into the westernized society.
But how is community drum circles different from, you know, your regular African or other traditional drumming situations?
Yeah, look, there's two sides of this coin. One side is culturally specific drumming. You're trying to represent a culture that's hundreds of years old. It's passed its knowledge and its rhythmical experience down from generation to generation. And if you're going to play a rhythm from that, then it has a name and it has a purpose and it has a dance and a song that goes with it, and you want to respect that, and you play the rhythm as it's been taught for years and years. Then you've got the free form drum circle in the park. We call it anarchist drum circle. In California, we'll call it a hippie thunder drummer circle. Okay? And there's no rules. It's just free form expression, and we don't need no stinking facilitators. So, now, that's two sides.
But then you have trained facilitators.
Oh, yeah. That's the middle section. Mm-hmm. And that's where people take this free form expression and help guide the people in the circle for a purpose of some sort. Mm-hmm. And so they facilitate the sharing of rhythmical spirit. So they're not telling people what rhythms they can and can't play. Mm-hmm. They're just helping set up a platform for improvisation. That's what facilitation means,
right?
To make easy, not to lead. Okay, so culture is specific one side, hippie thunder on the other side, and then everything else in the middle. Culturally specific, that's for a very special set of people who really want to study and represent different kinds of culture. Gamelan music,
yes.
Right? Taiko drumming, West African djembe music, that's all culturally specific. Then there's the free form, and then there's somebody that would like to participate, like to explore and share their rhythm, but they don't want to go to the hippie thunder drum in the circle in the park, and they don't want to necessarily take drum classes. Then there's the application of that inside hospitals and clinics with kids at risk, with just regular kids, team building for corporate training. Rhythmical events is experiential training, okay? And all of that, it has very, very many uses.
One drum circle participant says he sometimes attends community drum circle sessions, but he's asking, why is the music so much fun one time and sometimes it's frustrating the other?
The frustration comes from people not listening to each other. And if it's a facilitated drum circle, then the facilitator's there to help them listen by guiding the group, by doing calls and responses like we just did, mm-hmm. in our little performance,
yeah.
To realign the group's listening ability and connectability, dialogue, rhythmical dialogue, and stuff like that. Then sometimes a facilitator forgets that they're facilitating and then stands in the middle of the circle and tells everybody what to do all the time. That's not facilitation. That's facilitainment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I can think a lot of leaders,
yes.
who are like that.
Yes.
So we should,
yes.
all send them for drumming sessions before they take office.
There are
don't
people
you think?
Who have gone to my training who have absolutely no intention to learn how to facilitate rhythm-based events, but are actually there to learn the basic principles of facilitating a group to its common purpose.
Mm-hmm. But don't leaders emerge as a result of these drumming sessions as well?
Good leaders do, because mm-hmm. good leaders teach without teaching and follow the people who are following them. And those are two of the major principles that I put inside my training. And it's really good for a music conductor, a corporate trainer, or a kids at risk counselor.
Mm-hmm. Are there sort of universal principles that apply to the physical act of drumming?
Are you asking or telling
I'm
me?
Asking.
Because it's exactly what I teach in my programs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm teaching the universal principles of facilitating, and then we're applying it to a community drum circle. And the professionals who come to the trainings apply that to their constituency.
Right. Okay.
Right. So it's mm-hmm. universal principles, and because it's universal, it will adapt itself to meet the needs of the facilitator and who the facilitator is facilitating.
Right.
Could be fifth graders. Could be drunk executives.
Do you get feedback from trainers and people who sort of take on drumming in a corporate setting as to whether it's worked or not, and how?
Yes.
How
the feedback is, I get hired again. And again,
cool.
and again. Okay. Now, see, the bottom line, we call these experiential trainings. And you can do the same thing with a ropes course. You can do the same thing with kazoos. You can do the same thing with climbing walls or doing rafting down a river. But with rhythmical events, everyone is at risk at the same time. They're building a song in the moment, and everyone has responsibility and a job description that leans into the group and creates that synergy that you're trying to create in a team building kind of experience. Mm-hmm. Ropes course, you got three people up there on climbing a tree, scuttling across some cable, and then the other 40 people are down below going, "You can make it." Right? That's not team building. Put everybody at risk at the same time. Put them all in the same boat and say, paddle. Okay? The same thing with the, you know, and the worst thing that can happen in a rhythm-based corporate training event is that it the rhythm falls apart. And that's good fodder for the facilitator to say, what happened, mm-hmm. what worked, what needs work, and what would we do differently next time to make the rhythm more together.
Fantastic. I'm talking to Arthur Hull. He's a rhythm ambassador. I'm just going to go through his what he's known as, an ethnomusicologist, a rhythmist, a percussionist, and he's here for the Malaysian International Rhythm Workshop Festival. Your workshops are running from the 6th to the 8th of June, I understand, Arthur. We'll come back and find out more up next on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon and welcome back. I'm Mira Sivasuthi. Arthur Hull, Rhythm Ambassador, with me. He's going to have a workshop from the 6th to the 8th of June. Community drum circles is what we're discussing for the Malaysian International Rhythm Workshop Festival. In fact, it's running. It has been running from May 20th and it will be running all the way to June the 10th. Arthur, why don't you tell me what your workshop's going to be all about?
It is the basic drum circle facilitators play shop. We don't call it a workshop. Mm-hmm. It's play shop.
Play shop, okay.
And basically, everyone, you need a circle to practice in a circle. So we need about 20 to 25 people in the program, and we've got those people now. We provide all the drums, and for 2.5 days, you start learning the technology, the body language of facilitating a rhythm-based event, and then expand it into turning on your radars, learning how to listen to the group and feel the dynamics in the group and read the group like you're reading a book and go, mm-hmm. oh, what do they need now? How can I serve that? And sometimes that information comes from the music. Sometimes it comes from the body language of the people. Okay. Mm. Sometimes just how the music feels. And turning on those three radars is a major part of the training. The technical stuff is not rocket science. You twiddle your fingers like this in front of you, it means continue to play. You make like an umpire at first base, and you've made a stop cut, right? You go, one, two, let's all play. Those are just simple little body language cues. Once you learn the technology of using that body language to facilitate the group, then it becomes rocket science. How to listen to the group, how to be able to move them in a direction that gets them from just a bunch of people banging on drums to a bunch of people connecting to each other and creating community consciousness in a circle. And once they get there, you move them on to ensemble consciousness by teaching without teaching, and through experiential training, showcasing different aspects of what's in the drum circle that makes it work. Mm-hmm. That educates them without you saying, well, I know something and you don't. Right. Yeah, rather than being the teacher, mm-hmm. you just create those. All the low drums continue to play. Everyone else stop. And all of a sudden you've uncovered the low drum song in your community drum circle. And some little grandmother who brought their little grandkid. Oh, I'm just here for the little kid, you know, and you give her a mallet and a big drum. She goes boom. And all she hears is joyful noise. And still until you start showcasing some things. And if she's got a big drum, all of a sudden she discovers she's part of the bigger drums in the circle, who have their own special interactive dialogue and connection inside the music. When you're done doing that, she will never not hear the low drums again. That's what teaching without teaching is.
And, you know, hence the reason why the drum facilitator is so important,
right.
In the whole
process. Well, you can do free-form drumming, and you can learn from that, but crash, burn, and die is the middle name for free-form. Free-form, crash, burn, and die drumming. Because what happens is everybody gets excited, but it's like trying to run an orchestra by committee, and they rhythmically bump into each other, and finally the rhythm falls apart, and everybody stops and says, wow, man, that was cool. Let's do it again. Right? But those are what we call transition points. Yeah. And that's when the facilitator is actually being invited to come into the circle. When the rhythm gets shaky, mm-hmm. to help read the group and figure out where does it want to go now. Does it want to end? Well, the facilitator can bring it to an end. Does it want to is there something wrong with the circle that needs to be fixed? Somebody overplaying or something like that? You can do that without pointing your finger at somebody. You can facilitate that. Or transition point, where we've explored this rhythm. We've still got the energy, but we don't know what to do with it. Where do we go? Well, the facilitator will help you get there.
Do you get to play what you really want to play?
Do I get to
As a participant.
Right, as a participant, we don't tell you what to play and what not to play. We invite you to share your rhythmical spirit, and we guide you through a series of protocols and steps that we've learned from individual consciousness to group consciousness to orchestrational consciousness, and finally to spirit consciousness. Mm-hmm. That doesn't necessarily mean that it has anything to do with religion or spirit per se as a religious context, but you can feel the presence of community being built in a community drum circle.
Having said all of that, Arthur, drum circles gained some notoriety in 2011 as a means of protest used during the Occupy Wall Street movement, mm-hmm. which reinforced the stereotype of a hippie, loud, you know, inconsiderate drummer.
It did.
But what were your thoughts about the whole episode?
It did. And it set us back a little bit, because that's the old version of what a drum circle is. You know, in the 60s, a drum circle was a bunch of crazy people in the park drumming and doing other things that might have been illegal. The protests, they were using drums to raise their voices and to be angry. Okay.
Isn't that allowed as well? I mean, it's freedom of expression.
That's
anyway.
I grew up as a professor at a university, and was invited to be a part of those different protests and joined when I thought the cause was right. Mm-hmm. That's just one use of the drum circle, but it's a use that makes a lot of noise and gets a lot of attention from the media. But there's thousands at the same time. There might be hundreds of those protests happening during that period of time with the Occupy movement. But at the same time, there were thousands and thousands of school teachers, kids at risk counselors, people who were doing health rhythms, and corporate trainers who were using drum circles to bring community together in different ways.
But using it for a purpose like the Occupy Wall Street, I mean, are drum circles effective for protests, would you say?
They're effective to get other people mad at people who are drumming that won't shut up. And in fact, the protesters were protesting against the drummers and they had to come up with rules in New York and in Boston when they would let the drummers drum so they could actually hear each other while they were actually doing their speeches and protesting. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's one thing. Okay. You know, the hippie drum circle metaphor is an old standard picture that we paint, but there's a movement afoot, and it's all over the world. I go around the world twice a year, and I've taught 10,000 facilitators so far in the last 20 years, and I go to Europe in the fall and here in Asia in the spring, and I teach a few hundred new facilitators every year around the world who aren't going to necessarily go do a noisy protest in the street with their drums. They're facilitators, and they have the caregivers and people who care about community, and their community service providers, and music therapists, kids at risk counselors, and so on, who are taking what they already do from their heart to serve certain aspects of the community that needs their support and guidance, and then learning how to use drums and percussion events as a tool. For them to serve that particular group. It could be Alzheimer's disease patients. It could be kids at risk, okay, or kids already in prison, risked. It could be corporate training. It's so many different. Basically, group drumming is now being used from prenatal to hospice and everywhere in between. Mm-hmm.
Could you just give me an example as to how kids at risk in jails or prisons, for an example, does it benefit them?
You're giving them permission to hit things and make noise in a society where hitting things and making noise is not a good thing. But in that process, you're giving them a chance to express their frustration. And actually, once the frustration is out, to be able to talk about that frustration. The drum becomes the catalyst for the process.
Do you create your own drums?
You can if you want. There are some people that actually do that. They go in with the wood and the rope and the heads and work with the kids to make their own drum. And then once the drums are made and the heads are dried, do a drum circle with them with their own drums. That has been done.
Is there etiquette that needs to be, you know, kept for newcomers who come to drum circle?
Yes. But it's pretty much unwritten. There are some facilitators that put a little sign up on the wall that says, you know, respect everyone else. Please don't smoke in the circle. If you're new here, listen to the elders, you know. a certain just natural socialization about when you get a drum in your hand, all of a sudden you have a tool of power.
Yeah.
And so it really asks you to listen to everyone else and support the groove. And if you're a good drummer, short blasts of grace and beauty would be appreciated. But don't just solo for the next 20 minutes on top of everybody else.
And
right?
That's precisely my point. You're going to have drummers, real drummers
right.
from bands coming
right.
and joining the drum circles.
And you do, and you want them there.
Yeah.
But you want them to show their expertise in such a way that at certain times you can showcase them and inspire everybody else. And other times you literally use them as your shills to help hold the beat together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
when
you find someone who's a really good drummer, who's also a good listener and a good player at the same time, you have a jewel. A gem.
What sort of attitude should, you know, drummers come with for the drum circle workshop?
Wanting to share their rhythmical spirit with everyone else. This is a good attitude for anybody, mm-hmm. rather you have expertise or not. And a community drum circle like the one that we're going to do at the end of my program on June the 8th mm-hmm. from 5:30 to 7:30, hint, 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 is what we call a family-friendly community drum circle.
Okay.
We're going to have lots of extra drums. It's going to be at the Bentley Auditorium, Bentley Music Auditorium. And we're inviting anybody and everybody. Family-friendly means bring grandma and bring the grandkids. Let's have some fun. And you don't have to know how to play a drum.
So
you
no music knowledge is required.
No rhythmical expertise required whatsoever. I love to get my hands on a fully non-drumming drum circle
mm.
and watch them go from, I don't know anything, I'm scared to death and I might embarrass myself, to, wow, what else can we do? That was great.
I get the message, Arthur. I'm coming.
Okay, I'll see you.
I'm coming.
Now,
yes, carry on.
A couple of things we're talking about here. Tomorrow is the start of the second annual Rhythm Facilitators Conference. Mm-hmm. And John Hagedorn, who's the producer and organizer, has gathered together some of the best teachers and facilitators from around the world to come and present at that. Now, since they're in town, so to speak, but the conference was going to be at the Thistle? Is that the?
Yes, Thistle.
Thistle.
It's Thistle.
Thistle
mm-hmm.
At a resort at Port Dickson. And the theme is kids and community. Okay? And some of the people that are coming to this conference as presenters, which I highly recommend that you cancel whatever you're doing tomorrow and come join us.
And drum
okay?
away.
I'm impressed. I'm very, very glad to be here because there's some people who have already made presentations here in KL at the Malaysian International Rhythm Workshop Festival, which is happening right now. And people who are going to continue to present afterwards in KL who are coming to this conference and presenting. So you get a smorgasbord of some of the best, let's see, Rowan Storm, Frame Drums, internationally known. Your local guy, Steve Thornton, is amazing,
yes.
mm-hmm. amazing Afro-Cuban drummer, okay? We have Zarina, who does a little bit of everything, a personal growth drumming, Takatina kind of drumming. And then Lynn Kleiner, who's both Zarina Wolf and Lynn Kleiner have already done their workshop. Sorry. Lynn Kleiner works with kids and infants doing rhythmical-based events with young children and infants. Mm-hmm. And all of those people are going to be at the conference tomorrow, starting tomorrow, the 30th of May, right?
Yep. Over the weekend.
I have no idea. I'm still in jet lag.
That's okay.
It's a two-day conference.
Just don't forget the 8th of June.
The 8th of June is the community drum circle. Yeah. Now, if you want to do the facilitator training, mm-hmm. okay, that starts on the 6th and goes from the 6th to the 8th. And the completion, the celebration drum circle on the 8th at Bentley Music from 5:30 to 7:30 is where these facilitators are going to be facilitating.
So that's a community drum circle, 5 to 7:30?
Yes, ma'am.
On the
yes, ma'am.
8th of June. Yeah. Is there a website, Arthur?
Yes, there is. It's I'm going to use my other voice.
MIRWF.com.
So there we go. Our mysterious voice.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let's find out more. Once again, MIRW.com is the website to go to, and you'll be able to have the schedules are there. If you're planning to go this weekend, it's Thistle Resort in Port Dickson kicking off.
Thank you for pronouncing it correctly.
Friday. It's Malaysia. I've got to do it right.
Yes, ma'am.
Arthur, your final message.
I'm from America, so I can slur everything.
Your message on just drum circles in general. What would you like to leave us with?
It's for anybody and everybody. It's a place where healing happens in so many different areas, from just releasing the tension of the day. Some people go to drum circles just for that, mm-hmm. to letting go of an argument you had with a friend, and beating it out on the drum. And it's also for connecting with community, because the people that you sit down with may be strangers in the beginning. By the time you're done, they're not strangers at all.
Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Arthur Hull, Rhythm Ambassador on the Malaysian International Rhythm Workshop Festival on the Bigger Picture BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.